I'm Zachary Turner. Extracting spodumene from pegmatite sounds like something Captain Kirk might do on an alien planet. But this describes the very real process of lithium mining. An international mining company held a community meeting in Kings Mountain this week to explain how that process might impact residents near the site of its proposed mine. I attended the meeting to learn more. Neighbors of the proposed Kings Mountain lithium mine milled about the convention hall, looking at posters about mining permitting, impact reports, and site maps. To the side, Timothy Good and his father already sat among rows of plastic chairs. They're watching the mine's development closely.
So they got the land behind me, and they got the land beside me. I figured they're going to make a road through there. I'm not sure. Tried to get some information, but nobody has that information yet.
Albemarle purchased the long-closed Kings Mountain mine in 2015. It currently operates a lithium conversion plant and two research centers nearby. When Albemarle began draining the old mining pit in April, it held 1.3 billion gallons. The water removal will take roughly 18 months. In the meantime, the company is asking the community about their concerns, according to Ellen Lenny Pisano, head of sustainability for Albemarle's energy storage division.
And why are we asking for that? Because we can actually make changes if necessary, take some mitigating actions if necessary.
The meeting began. The mine's permitting expert, Eric Carlson, stood in front of three monitors, three company banners, and two branded water bottles. He looked like he was about to present the next iPhone. Instead, he talked about mining.
We're going to be mining the same rock that they mined before called pegmatite.
Pegmatite contains spodumene. Spodumene contains lithium, and lithium makes batteries, Carlson explained. The facility can produce 420,000 tons of lithium-containing minerals per year, enough to power roughly 1.2 million electric vehicles, many times the number of EVs currently registered in North Carolina. Carlson also addressed concerns about the project the company had already received about land use, noise, and traffic. Dewey Matherly, a Kings Mountain resident, attended because he was concerned about the environmental impacts the mine would have.
His presentation was good, but I think we also, as responsible citizens, have to be willing to take that and say it's got to be monitored regularly, and we need to be a part of that in some way as a community.
Questions and conversations like this played out all around the convention center. Albemarle still requires approval for over a dozen federal, state, and local permits, including a mining permit from state regulators. The company plans to submit applications this summer. Not far away, Piedmont Lithium is also trying to open a lithium mine in Gaston County. The area could become one of the centers of the EV economy, producing batteries to power electric cars and other devices. But as this week's meeting showed, the global clean energy transition can also be an intensely local issue. Shirley Brotko, founder of the Kings Mountain Gateway Trail, stood next to a topographic diorama of the mining pit. She gestured at a raised area north of the pit, Cardio Hill, a former rock discard pile from the old mine.
There's one section of the trail that it goes over Albemarle property that we're going to have it replaced.
Brucko tracked down Kirsten Martin, community affairs manager for the project.
Yeah. Okay, so the foot trail starts right close to the cardio.
Yeah.
So do you think that we're going to keep that piece of trail right there?
I don't think we know that yet. If anything, we're...
Albemarle and its Kings Mountain neighbors will have a lot to talk about before anyone is pulling any spodumene from pegmatite. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.